Moore was one of the first winemakers and biggest landowners on Red Mountain. That hill is now one of the premier winemaking regions and some of the most expensive ground in the Northwest. But he had unconventional methods for growing grapes and making wine.
He wasn't really big on spraying weeds or mowing really regularly in between the rows.
That's Mitch Vinour. He worked for Moore for about 3 years.
Compared to what most other vineyards look like, a lot of people would think it had been abandoned or wasn't really being farmed or that the vines were dead, but he was pulling fruit off of it every year.
Visitors to Moore's winery were offered heavy pours from his many bottles and barrels, including some aging outside in the sun.
It wasn't strange to see people there for 3, 4, 5 hours or long enough that they stayed and had dinner.
Moore died of natural causes. The coroner said he had been ill for several days. I'm Anna King in Richland.